Item two is a subdivision rezoning at 750 Rosso Avenue West and property located to the west under file DASZ 16-2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item three, a variance at 750 Rosso Avenue West and property located to the west under file DAV 141276 of 2012D.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
I'd like to call the applicant forward. The applicant is Ken Schmiliuk.
Yeah, close enough.
I am not good at name pronunciation.
Yeah.
My apologies. You can state your name and address for the record. It is being digitally recorded.
Name is, Ken Schmiliuk, and its address is 23-35 Winford Drive.
Okay. Very good. If you just want to tell us about your application here today.
Well, I guess to start, we have met before in 2010, Mr. Wyatt and Mr. Borowitz, but not Mr. Steem. I believe you replaced Councillor Steve, right?
Well, you were before a committee of appeal in 2010, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
the one. Okay.
It was a completely different committee than this one, actually.
Yeah, yeah. But you were on it.
I was on it, just, yeah.
I could have been. I could very well could have been the two of us, yeah.
Yeah.
Among others, yeah.
But at that time, it was suggested by the councillors, Mr. Wyatt and Mr. Broity and Steve, that I consider purchasing additional land that would allow me to subdivide into more larger lots that would fit into the neighborhood. So here I am. I understood at the time, at the time of the in 2010 with respect to splitting the lots into 33-foot lots, where they were smaller in size with respect to the adjoining lots, adjacent lots on the south side of Rosso. And I just want to read this quickly. I believe this was a petition signed in 2010 by the neighbors, and there was 18 of them at that time. The undersigned residents of the 700 block of Rosso Avenue West object to the above noted proposal variance by law to 200/2006-2 3,300 square foot lots out of what we assume as 16,600 square foot lot at the above location. This is the only undeveloped lot in the block. All of the other lots were created and developed in the 1950s and range in size from 4,600 to 6,600 square feet. We believe that two homes constructed on lots as little as half the size of many of those lots on the block could not help but detract from the general appearance of the neighborhood. So I think I'm in purchasing the additional land, I'm satisfying the neighbor's concerns with respect to the size of the lots. I'm a little bit bigger, I think a foot and a half on the south side of Rosso. Again, I'm using existing infrastructure. I did talk to Imperial Oil with respect to there's a pipeline running along north-south along Plessis. So I did speak to the Imperial Oil, and I'm within that the distance of 25 feet.
You're within or beyond?
No, I'm within it. The center of the pipeline up to sure, the 29. Okay.
No problem. Go ahead, Councilor.
The 29 feet that I'm purchasing is within that 25 feet. So there's 25 feet on each side of the pipeline. And the 29 feet that I'm purchasing will bring me up to that 25 feet limit.
There you go.
And that's the required minimum.
Correct.
I understand. Okay.
Okay. Any further comments from you, sir, or questions for the...
Do you have any questions? I'm open.
Just so refresh my memory. So this was the parcel land you have right now that you own right now on Rosso Avenue. It is what is the dimension of it right now?
66 frontage by 100 feet depth.
So 66. What's wrong?
The chairperson would like to slip back.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
66 by 100. Okay. And when you were before the appeals committee last year, you wanted to subdivide. It was a subdivision of the 66 by 100.
That's correct.
So you wanted to have two lots, 33 feet in width each, roughly?
That's correct, yes.
By 100. And at that time, I do recall that the neighborhood came out in opposition with the petition you mentioned.
The petition I read, yes, that's correct.
And so since then, you've entered into discussions with the city's real estate department for the purpose of acquiring extra land from the city for the to the west of you, for the purpose of making it larger so you could still build two properties, but of a... So what would be the width now of the two properties based on the line you're purchasing?
47.5 by 100. So that would be times two. I believe my neighbor right adjacent would be at, I believe, 46 by 100. So I'm actually... A little over by, I was under, well, I don't get back in 2010, but I was off by 6 inches last time. It would have went through if it was had another 6 inches. But anyways, I digress a little bit there. But right now, yeah, I would be more in line with the size of the lots. Not so much on the north side. They have no back lanes, so they're a little larger in depth. Mm-hmm. But if you look at Rosso and Ravelston, I'd probably be one of the, I'd be bigger than by not much, a foot and a half, all the way down to going east. So all my lots would
Let me just kind of step back for a minute here. So you're this application, you haven't purchased the land from the city. If your application is approved today, it's subject to that, I'm assuming. You right now have a conditional offer on the property.
A down payment and so forth.
The city has accepted subject to the rezoning.
Correct.
So that won't happen until this happens, so yeah. You have a tentative, you don't own the city land yet.
No, not at all.
And and so the offer is 29 feet, so basically what you're going from a 66-foot wide property to a 95-foot wide property, which you're then proposing to subdivide equally in half for 47.5 feet each.
That's correct.
Okay. And the setbacks here, what was your intent in terms of, you see this, the variance that the administration has said in terms of no front drives being allowed?
I did read that, yeah.
Yeah, and you're fine with that?
That's fine, yeah. I have a back lane, so...
So there's no issue in terms of you requiring a front drive for the purpose of the construction of homes, you can come off the back lane?
Yeah, and you know what, I think you did mention you may have proved that, but you know what? I think on the south side, I don't think there's any front drives. There are on the north side because there's no back lane.
Right.
So it'd be more consistent by being consistent with garages on the back lane.
So you're fine with that restriction?
That's okay. Fine, yeah.
And then the other question I had was in terms of your setbacks. If you look at the homes on the south side, the property that's immediately to the east, 742 Rosso Avenue West, the setback is pretty well standard with all the homes on Rosso Avenue West. It's pretty consistent in the photo that I have here. Are you fine with that setback in terms of the...
You're talking from the front of the property to
I'm
the
front
of the house?
I'm talking from the front of the property to the front of the house.
That's
exactly,
fine, yeah. I don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. So
okay, so
fine.
You would have no problem if we placed a restriction on here saying that the setback cannot be... anything less than what to the house to the immediate east of you at 742 Rosso Avenue West?
Okay. Not a problem.
All right. I can't tell from the photo here, and I couldn't tell from going out of the site exactly looking at it, where you're furthest with the new 29 feet, how far that takes you to the west. But by the looks of it from the drawings we have here, it takes you to approximately the center of the property on Ravelston Avenue West, 749, which is on the south of the side of the lane. So your property, your home that you're proposing, the property you're proposing to build furthest to the west, would not go further than halfway to the home to the south, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty, you know, this 25-foot restriction with the pipeline. Mm-hmm. Like I did travel down this, and there's actually some houses are like 10 feet away. Right. But anyways, I did talk. I had drawings from, and I've got them signed, and they're okay with it. But yeah, I think I'd be in line with the Ravelston house.
You're in line, because according to what I see here, you'd actually be. Well, maybe this drawing is not accurate.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be beyond it.
I don't believe so, no. No. It'd be pretty close. Yeah, I know what you're drawing, you're looking at. I don't know what this is, the scale. You're talking about the black.
Right.
I'm going to be pretty close to it, probably before or close to the end of the house on Ravelston on the west end there.
Right. So you won't be protruding it. Okay.
No.
When the Rotary Club did some work and we spearheaded the project to fix the park up, there were trees planted, not on your property, of course, but mm-hmm. not far from your property. Would those trees be in the way of your project now?
No, I mean, they can stay. They can stay. If I have to move them, I'll move them. It's not an issue with me at all.
Okay. I don't know how many trees there are. Would they be on, if this were to go forward, would they be on, are they on the city, are they inside the property, the 29 feet that you're proposing
yes,
to purchase? They are.
Well, I think there was a mistake. When they planted them, they actually planted on the 66, and then I guess they had to be moved to the 29, we'll call it, right?
Oh, right. Okay. So they're actually planted
there.
On your land.
They were, and then they were moved over to the 29-foot section. So there's five. They're not an issue with me at all.
Yeah. The only issue, of course, would be can you plant them further with the restriction with the pipeline?
I don't see why not. I could, I guess. You mean in the park side, within that 25 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that being an issue. From my
how many trees are there, do you know?
About five?
Five or six.
Five or six, maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. Somewhere around five or six, yeah.
That's a concern that I'd have.
But I think they're about the height of this ceiling here. They're not big, big trees.
I don't have any other questions right now. We'll hear.
Okay.
Might have other questions later.
Sure.
So,
you can just step down, please. Thank you, sir. Thanks, Ken. Is there anybody whose name that's not been called who wishes to speak in support of the application? In support of the application, hearing none. In opposition, we have Mrs. Miriam Cook. Do you wish to speak or just register for information? Okay. Do you want to come up together even? Or?
Sure.
Sure. So this is Mrs. Miriam Cook and Dulce Walken. If you could just go to the end of the table, please. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Dulce Walken, and I'm at 742 Rosso Avenue West.
Okay.
Miriam Cook, 735 Rosso Avenue West.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. I have a petition here, and it's signed by 27 members of people who live on Rosso Avenue West, on Ravelston, and on Kootenai Bay, so kind of in the area. The petition is against the variance and the subdivision and rezoning. So for the following reasons, purchasing land from the city parks and recreation department will take away green space from the area. Excuse me, I'm a little nervous.
Sure, no problem. You're doing fine.
Okay. Six trees on the proposed land will have to be moved, and a possibility that areas of the sidewalk with plaques of the history of the Rotary Club will have to be moved. The second thing is the creation of residential building lots for future development may not be in accordance with single-family dwellings that are in the area. And I can submit the means.
Okay.
Thank you.
So on behalf of the homeowners and residents on Rosso Avenue West, Ravelston, and Kootenai Crescent, we're in opposition to the rezoning proposal because we feel that the park's functionality will be severely compromised with the proposed intent of splitting off a section of this park. We wonder why this green space is considered surplus to the needs of the city. We believe that doing so will take away green space from the area. There are six trees that will have to be moved or removed. As well, we're concerned about the gas line, but I guess that's probably okay, but we at that time didn't know. We're not adverse to the building of one single dwelling home, which was approved 2 years ago, but two would take away from the character and value of the homes in the neighborhood. And then I have another letter here from Barbara Cranston, and she's a neighbor, 639 Rosso Avenue West, and she couldn't make it, so she asked if I could read it. Would that be all right?
Yep.
She's gotten dear members of council, city planners, neighbors, family, or sorry, friends and community. The desire to maintain the park's functionality is severely compromised with the proposed intent of splitting off a section of this park. This is our park, a community asset representing community values and providing long-term benefit for family activities in this very chaotic world. It enhances our neighborhood and provides an escape from the hustle and bustle. This park has distinctive destinations within it, as walkways, informational plaques, benches, grassy areas, and flower gardens, attracting a diverse audience for its use. The art design and carefully placed amenities act as focal points, which create activity throughout the park all year round. There are numerous family picnickers, kite flyers, dog walkers, little leaguers, strolling observers, garden lovers, frisbee players, and very young children and family from the kiddies pool across the street, which is on our street on the north side. Even in the middle of winter, you'll find people walking or cross-country skiing in this park. It provides green space for many functions of community life, and people feel ownership and connectedness. Our park is a vibrant destination that is the heart and soul of this neighborhood, where people find daily inspiration in the solace that this park offers. Severing a section of this park hinders its ability to maintain its intended function for the community, and it's respectfully Barbara Cranston. Thank you. Okay,
great. Thank you for adding that. Any questions?
I don't have any questions right now. So you live right beside the property?
Correct.
Okay. So you're right. And you're aware that as it stands right now, he could technically put up a house on his 66-foot lot,
and
much larger than existing homes on the property based on the fact that it's a lot larger in size and potentially might not be consistent with the neighborhood in that sense.
But it would be one home that would, as long as it's one family, single family dwelling, we would be fine with that.
Okay. So you're aware that it could be quite a bit larger based on the rules of the city as it stands without him coming forward without any approvals other than a building permit as it stands right now.
Would he still have to be that far away from the building, from my building and from
minimum
the front of
setbacks,
the street?
Minimum setbacks are about 15 feet from the front, so that it would have required. So I'm not too sure what your setback is.
I don't
know that.
If it's
20 or 25 feet, typically that's what it has been in the past. So his setback could be closer as it stands right now, and the house quite a bit larger. And he wouldn't necessarily have to come forward for anything other than a building permit, which he legally has a right to do because the zoning is in place, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I can ask the clerk or the planner that, you know, later on, get some more information from him. That'd be the only concern I have is right now the rights that he has, which could potentially, ironically, impact your neighborhood more if you were to build kind of a big home, like you see in a lot of these new subdivisions, right, that
mm-hmm.
people seem to want these days, these 1,800 square foot plus homes, which is nice, but not consistent. It would stick out like a sore thumb. It wouldn't be consistent with your neighborhood either. So that's the only other food for thought. So
I see. And yeah. And would it be like it doesn't matter if it's a one-story, two-story? That
35 feet is the allowable amount of the zoning that he's able to build up to. So 35 feet is typically two stories, but you could have a peaked roof, right? That includes the peak of the roof. So, but it's zoned right now, I think, R1, is it?
R1.
R1, so that's single family.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be a two-story house with a peaked mm-hmm. roof. So you could be upwards of a maximum of 35 feet, is that?
35 feet measured, and with a peaked roof measured halfway up the roof, so it could exceed 35
feet roof. Yeah. So that's the only thing, like right now. And the setback is 20, was I right to say 15 feet?
The front yard is 15 feet.
Right.
There's also a provision, though, for front yard alignment, where it would have to comply with the average of the properties on the rest of the block.
On the rest of the block. So it could be...
So with the alignment, it'd probably be around 25 feet.
25 feet, okay. Yeah. So that'd be the only concern. And he has so much square footage he can build on in terms of the 66 by 100-foot lot right now.
Yeah. Maximum lot coverage of 45%.
45%, yeah. So that's the food for thought. That's just the other part. But I'm very familiar with the park, and, well, I was... I work directly, a member of the Rotary Club, work with the Rotary Club to fix the park up and to bring the things that you have there today which weren't there. So definitely would not want to see anything that would impact that. So
That's what we're sort of concerned about.
For sure.
Part of the park being taken away from us, where we don't have very much, you know, space on the street as it is.
Right. Yeah. Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. No, thank you. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
City Hall. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay. No other questions?
I don't have any questions right now.
Okay. At that point, I guess we'll call back the applicant. Ken?
I understand the concerns with the neighbors change. That lot has been vacant for 50 years, but it went for sale a couple of times, so it was sold, and I purchased it from another person that had bought it. Now, as far as the park, I understand that we're talking only 29 feet here. Okay, this is, I believe this park is actually extends all the way to Kildare. I'm not sure how far. Does it go up to... Does it go all the way to Kildare? The locomotive there?
It goes to Kildare, that park. But the land you're talking about here is bounded by Rosso and Plessy and, and the back.
Kind of starts at Ravelston, the school. So as far as the concerns with the trees, you know, they can be moved. And you don't have to move the sidewalk to where it is right now. It won't be interfered with. You have the kids' pool there, which is actually quite close to the sidewalk, and I won't be near there. So, again, this is a very small purchase when you consider the size of that park that extends all the way to Kildare. So I don't know what else to say.
Mm-hmm. And the offer you have with the city is for the full 29 feet?
That is correct.
Okay. And the subdivision is for... 47.5 by 47.5. Would it be a big difference if you stopped at 47? I mean, if you bought 28 feet instead of 29?
I don't think it would make a big difference.
No?
No.
Would that be, we do that with the advertising we have today before?
Yeah, because we advertised more, we can go less. The one change I would, or the one implication I would note on that is that this the DASZ report is in concurrence with the real estate report to declare that surplus. So that would just mean real estate would have to prepare a revised map with 28 instead of 29 feet, and then we would update that at Standing Policy Committee, a revised report.
Based on the two lots and the size of the two lots, are you planning, and you don't have to answer this question because really it's not, you have a right to subdivide the land if you acquire the subdivision here, but and to build, but are you planning to build the houses yourself? Are you planning to... have that contracted out? Or,
well, probably be contracted out to some extent.
Right.
I mean, the framing and so forth, drywall, but wiring, plumbing, painting.
You'd act as a GC?
I probably would. Yes, I would. And I would finish it off myself.
Okay.
Just one at a time, of course.
Right.
And, you know, basement, and I can do that myself. Framing, drywall, you don't want a drywall. Drywall's not a fun thing. But anyways, everything else, wiring and plumbing, painting, cupboards, I can do all that myself. So.
And I know that you reside in Transcona?
That's correct, yes, I do.
So you live in the community?
Yes, I do.
Does this, it was mentioned the Rotary plaques, does this actually impact the plaques in terms of the walkway?
Not at all. If you look at the photograph, I believe the plaques are on the other side of the 25-feet pipeline, so we're probably talking at least, I'm going to say at least 50 feet off... off my proposed property line.
Right.
So, no, it wouldn't impact that at all.
Okay. And in terms of the trees, you would have no issue in terms of replacing the trees to like, kind, and quality, and ideally located in that section of the park, if not because of the issue with the pipeline nearby.
Yeah, I can talk to the pipeline, and I don't think it'll be an issue. To be
well, and you'd have to deal with our parks and open space division of the city on that, too.
Yeah.
Would you have any concern if there were a requirement placed on this application requiring you to file a site plan and elevations, including fencing, back with us for approval. That would be simply, it's not an advertisement like you have now where it has to go to re-advertisement and the application. It would come to one of our regular meetings that we meet monthly on, which we just had before
just
this
had
meeting.
Before this, okay.
And you would submit to us both the site plan, in other words, where the buildings are going to be located on the site, as well as elevations, in other words, facades, what the buildings would actually look like.
Okay.
To be, my concern is to ensure consistency in terms of the neighborhood, which I kind of was alluding to when I was asking the previous delegates from the neighborhood questions.
What timeline on that?
Well, there's no timeline. It's just simply you would need to receive approval from this committee before you can acquire a building permit. So a building permit would not be issued until this committee approves the elevations and the site plan. Right.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's not a problem.
Okay.
But there's no timeline because I really don't know how soon we're going to build.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying in that sense. It's just that when you decide to build, or whoever decides to build on your behalf, that requirement will still be there.
Sure.
No matter, even if you turn around and sold it, the property, that requirement will still be there. It would follow the site, right? I mean, it'll be on the property.
So you're looking at the buildings and the elevations and everything else? Is that what
looking at the elevations, refer to the facades, right? So you'd like to see the front, sides, back. Mm.
Okay.
You know, materials, what is it going to look like?
Gotcha. Sure, yeah.
Fencing. Yeah. And as I mentioned earlier, when you were up here before, the issue of the setback is a concern. So you already indicated that you have no issue with ensuring the setback is no less than what it is now at 742 Ross Avenue.
Consistent with the frontage.
Consistent with the other two.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And as well, if during construction any damage is done to the sidewalk, you would have no issue having a requirement to repair the sidewalk if there's a machine comes in. And
I think that's pretty standard, right? It'd be my responsibility for sure.
Okay. I don't have any other questions at this point in time.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Okay, you're not. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, I'm going to move that the Winnipeg Public Service report be taken as read.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.